Welcome. Thank you so much for joining in today for another session. Today, I want to be talking about the connection between healing and decluttering. And this is something that many of you have requested many times. And my work over the last years, especially the last few months, I have noticed that we are helping a lot of people heal wounds. Normally, we help people declutter their homes, but we enter that space and what is underneath, the reasons why they created physical clutter, it's always a wound. It's always an experience that they had. And part of the job that we do, my wife and I, when we go to sessions, is to help people heal that piece so that they can move forward. And it's interesting how the physical and this emotional piece are connected. And many of you have requested me to create a course about healing and decluttering and the connection between these two topics. And this is my motivation for today's talk. Today, I want to open the floor for you guys to share, to have a conversation, and for me to really understand what are the things that I need to cover in order to help you, in order to give you the tools that you need, in order for me to learn what I need extra, if there is anything extra that I need to add that maybe I'm not aware of, so that I can give you the experience of combining decluttering with healing and giving you a journey, an experience, okay? So for those of you who are live, I will invite you to use the chat along this session to express and share what you feel can be shared in that course. And for those of you who may be listening or watching this, the recording, you can always use the chat, the comments below, and you can share whatever you would like to have covered in that course. And I'm happy to share some of the things that I did, like a brain dump. And I'm sure many of you are familiar with what a brain dump is, but basically I put in my journal some of the main ideas that I received, some of the main ideas that I think can be really helpful to share in that course. And also, I have a few names for that course that came to me, and I want to share with you to see what you guys think. Because I want this to be a co-creation, okay? I want this to be something that we create together. I don't want this to be just my creation. Hi Linda, hi William, hi Ursula. Thank you so much, guys, for joining today and for being here. And before we get started, I'm curious to know, why did you join today? What are the reasons that you joined today, this session? Before we dive into the topic, what would you like to get out of today's session? And this is important for you to do with everything that you do in your life. Anytime you embark yourself in something, it's really nice and helpful to have an intention, okay? That intention can be as simple as, I just want to show up and be here because it makes me feel calm, or I want to learn more about the topic, or whatever that is. So Kim says, to gain decluttering superpowers. I love it, Kim. You want to gain decluttering superpowers. Yeah, so I promise you, Kim, that one of the superpowers to be able to declutter is to understand the deep emotional connection that you have with your physical belongings. That's an amazing superpower. Little by little, Jen says, need to declutter mind, body, and environment. Jen, that's amazing. You need to declutter mind, body, and environment. And that's a good order, because if you don't declutter your mind and you don't get clear about what you need and want, it's gonna be very difficult for you to express that in your physical environment. So this is another piece of that healing process that needs to happen for you to be able to declutter and create the reality that you want. It has to be in here first. You have to embody what you want to become. You need to understand what that is. You have to make a choice. You have to set an intention. And then the how-to will follow. Okay, you don't need to know how that's gonna happen yet, but at least you are setting a clear intention. And that happens here first. And then from here it goes to our body, emotionally, mentally, physically, and then we can take action in our spaces, in the way we manage our time, in the way we manage our environment, physically, communication with other people, self-care, etc., etc. Jennifer says, getting unstuck so that I can begin with baby steps of clearing out. Yeah, amazing. Nicole says, I have always struggled with organizing my home after my breakup and healing. I am ready for this next step and to change things in my home and mind. Amazing. So I just want you guys to notice how the reasons why you are here are already to understand the connection between that mental, emotional piece and healing piece with the decluttering piece. Majority of you are already mentioning that, so this is really good. Kathleen says, I set out to declutter as a result of listening to you, but the result was starting to heal, setting aside the past so that I can begin to move on. Yeah, setting aside the past so that you can begin to move on. And Kathleen, I would like to reframe that, because what does it mean for you, setting aside the past? I invite you to really reflect about that wording. Because to me, setting aside the past means to grab something and put it there and then move on. But what do you need? What do you need to have happen so that you can set it aside? How does that look like? And this is a great opportunity for you to get clear on what is it that you need. What do you need to process? What do you need to heal? What do you need to understand? What do you need to have happened so that you can take your past, put it aside, learn from it, gain the wisdom, but don't let that past influence you, manipulate you in the way you are moving forward, so that you can have the freedom of moving forward with what you really want, not what that past is demanding from you. So you can cut that energetic cord with that past. You can stop reacting to what happened, but that doesn't mean that it's going to disappear. It's gonna still be there, but you're just gonna learn a different way of coping and managing that, and you are not going to react the same way that you did until now. So that's amazing awareness. Ursula says, my emotional connection is linked to a recent bear event. It's hard to let go of a lived one's possessions. Yeah, so that emotional attachment is something that I always find when I'm helping people, right? We all get very emotionally attached to some specific things in our lives. It's very normal. Sometimes it's because someone passed away and they left things behind, and we see that person in those things. Sometimes things trigger memories that are maybe not pleasant, memories of stages of our lives that we didn't like or we didn't enjoy, or sometimes we did enjoy them a lot, but they are gone and we are kind of grieving that loss. So there is a lot of emotions that can be attached to those physical belongings. And this is also a piece of healing that needs to happen, processing that needs to happen, so that you can start making decisions. And sometimes decluttering things that are emotional for you can be very, very challenging. Elena says, could you please speak a little louder? The volume is so loud. Yeah, I can try and do that. I want to share some of the things that I have here that I would like to cover in the course. And I would like you to listen to them. And then I would like you to share anything else that comes to your mind that you would like to see in that course, in that thing. And when I say course, I'm planning on creating a course, but then I'm also planning on, once I finish that course, I am going to schedule live sessions like this one around all the topics that I cover in the course. So this is what I normally do, because that way people who maybe don't have access to the course, they can still get value and learn, and people who have access to the course, they can dive deeper. So this is a journey for everybody, no matter who you are or where you are. I don't want this to be something only for a few. I want this to be for everybody. So this is what I normally do. So are you guys cool with me sharing what I have and then we can have a conversation, and we can add, you can add and share anything else that you would like to see.
Cool.
Okay. So let's start with the names. I have four names that I have here. Okay. So the first one is healing through decluttering. Okay. Healing through decluttering. The next one is decluttering for healing. Decluttering for healing. The third one is healing benefits of decluttering. So that's the name of this live session too. It's healing benefits of decluttering. And the last one that I have is healing with the magic of decluttering. Healing with the magic of decluttering. So what are your thoughts on those titles, guys? I shared four of them. Do you like them? Is there one that resonates more with you? Do you have a different one that you would like to share? I'm all ears. I would love to know what you guys think and which one you feel more connection with. First one will reach more people energetically. Healing through decluttering. Thank you. Anna says number four, healing with the magic of decluttering. Jess says one and two. Kathleen says I like the first one, simple and to the point. Linda says third or fourth. Curious about the magic, yeah. Addicts like four because it's not magic. It's work. Yeah, Ashley, that's something for you to explore. Actually, this is an opportunity for you to. Why would you say that it's not magic? It's work. This is interesting. So when I say the magic of decluttering, is because to me what I have seen is that decluttering for many people have unexpected outcomes. Many times people enter the decluttering journey and they have no idea where they are going to end up. So it feels like it's like a magic process that happens and you get a lot of value out of it that you were not expecting. And that's why I felt inspired to include the title in here. But that's fine, I don't have to use it. One and two made me feel more keen to engage. A feeling of yes, let's go. Magic, etc., not so much. Amazing. So for me, like I think the first one, healing through decluttering, to me is the one that I like the most because it's what we are trying to do. We are trying to heal through decluttering. So we are using the decluttering journey to heal. So maybe this is one option. And then Jennifer says, I like the magic because it encourages and motivates me. Yeah, this is so amazing, guys, how just the wording of the title of the course can create such different reactions. And this is great. And at the same time, it's frustrating for me because I don't know which one to choose. And I just have to pick one. And I most likely will flip a coin, throw a dice, ask my cards. So I will let the universe kind of decide the title. So I don't wanna, but it's so interesting how it triggers each of you differently, the wording. And this is why I find that it's so powerful too. This is why when I create a course, I try to create a lot of live sessions with different names, different angles, different wording. Because some of you may enter this world and this journey through the word magic, magical. It sounds exciting to you, but some people will say, I don't want any of that. And vice versa, right? When that word is not present, some of you may feel encouraged and some of you may not feel curious enough. So yeah, you can't please everyone. That's absolutely true. Amazing. Thank you. So let me share then the main ideas that so far I have that I would like to cover or maybe thinking about covering. And then we can then talk about them and we can explore more options and Yeah, just have a conversation. So some of the things that I have for the content of the course is inner child healing and inner child trauma. I absolutely want to cover that because I feel that I encounter that a lot. Generational trauma. In here, I will also include family systems, family dynamics, etc., or everything on that line. I want to include emotional processing, self-sabotage, overwhelm, how to deal with the overwhelm, and how to create space for that feeling and how to overcome it. Communication, and talk about the Imago dialogue technique and different ways of communication. Steps for healing. What are the steps, practically speaking, for healing? What are the gifts of decluttering? So the benefits of decluttering and the connection between decluttering and healing, so that that's an awareness piece for people to become aware. Mental health, self-care, and decluttering, the connection between those two. The connection between the inner and the outer world. So how many times I explain that we need to do the inner work first so that we can express that outside of us. So talking about that a little bit more and finding practical ways to tap into our inner world. The energetic aspect of physical belongings. So basically all the energy that exists in every object that we own, and all the energy and the emotions that that item may evoke in us, understanding that, becoming aware of it, and then learning how to cope with that emotional aspect of confronting our belongings when we are decluttering. Gaining clarity and setting clear boundaries, that's another thing. Executive functioning skills and how to use them to make the healing journey more successful. So that it can fit our brain style and the way we use our brain. Self-care and mindfulness techniques to cope and to self-regulate when emotions are showing up. Post-trauma wisdom, what that is, how can we get it, and a piece for motivation, so that if we have trauma and we are going through that healing process, to understand that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe some inspiring stories around that. Expectations versus reality, talking about the difference between expectations that we have, the difference between the reality where we live, and finding that acceptance and that starting point. I would like to talk about the victim mentality and what that does to you. I would like to talk about tapping for healing, tapping for self-regulating, and the tapping technique, so that you can have a specific tool to validate, to accept, and to overcome whatever is present for you. How to integrate healing opportunities daily. So how can you create space every day in small doses so that you can keep healing with many people's help? And then the last one I have is entering the unknown. Basically, I would like to talk about the unknown, the uncertainty, the unfamiliarity, how to enter into that space of unknown, and how to be comfortable being uncomfortable when you are entering something that you don't know. Basically, when you stop doing what you know and you start moving forward in a different way, that is when change happens. But for you to create change, you have to step. We all have to step into the unknown for something new and different to happen. And that is very uncomfortable, very scary, it's very anxiety provoking, right? So talking about that piece, talking about the importance of building capacity to be able to go there, and talking about how can we go into the unknown often enough so that we are creating change, but not too much that we become overwhelmed and anxious. So what is our edge? How can we find our edge and discover that edge on a daily, weekly, monthly basis? So those are the things that I have. And I would love for you to share what else do you think is necessary here? What else would you need? Becca says, I sense Emilio has enough content for a second book. Oh, I gave up on the idea of writing books, Becca, because I honestly could write 1,000 books, and I am afraid of the time commitment that a book requires. And I feel more inspired right now. I feel more inspired to create, keep creating courses and keep showing up for live sessions. I don't feel inspired right now to write books, but I do have many, many ideas for books, but I need help. So guys, what do you think of these topics? Is there anything else that you feel can be helpful, necessary, that you may benefit from? Any specific questions that you have about the relationship between healing and decluttering? Anything that you may need to know to understand this process, to feel inspired to take action, to feel curiosity about it? This is your opportunity to really share and to help me co-create something that hopefully will help you heal and declutter your life. So Erin says, I feel like healing is the magic part. Maybe calling magical healing happens while decluttering. Just an idea. And I like that you are incorporating small daily steps. Amazing, Erin. I write that down. Magical healing happens while decluttering. Thank you so much. Write it down. Yeah, I did learn this from a book, that the book is called What Happened to You, and it's from I listened to that book. It's an audiobook, and I am planning on doing a live session on it. But basically it's from Oprah Winfrey and another guy that I can't remember his name, but I really loved it. It was so beautifully done, and they were talking about the importance of integrating healing in your day-to-day. And I was also listening to a book from Gabor Mate, and he was also talking about the same idea. And this is what I love. How can you integrate this in a day-to-day, in your day-to-day life? Okay, Jennifer says, excellent. I love your idea of creating daily healing space and maybe add a daily mini decluttering to begin building capacity. Amazing. So daily healing steps. Amazing. Kim says, do you ever have visuals in your courses? A chart, a map, like the basic pathways to feeling, they can be unique for each person. I am visual. So Kim, this course is geared for Insight Timer. And Insight Timer is mostly audio courses right now. It's not video courses, it's audio courses. So this is going to be mostly an audio course that you can listen to. So I may create a visual course after and put it on my website as a visual, as a video course. But the idea, the content is going to be geared towards audio. Okay. I may be able to create some resources around it, and that's a great idea. Okay. That's amazing. Alison says, very helpful going inward before decluttering. I clear my dining room table and my energy tipped off balance for a few days. Amazing, Alison. Yeah, the importance of that connection is really, really powerful. Because it's all your ideas are excellent, you are covering a lot of territory. Might need a disclaimer regarding therapy. Yeah, Becca, amazing. This is not therapy. Christine says, I still didn't find the starting point, even though my clutter is more than annoying me already. The job and my tasks are as a mom and with home and garden needs so much energy. Yeah, Christine, I feel you, and I am also a father, and I know what you mean. It's just sometimes you don't have time for everything. It's just impossible. So in this case, really accepting, I feel that this is maybe accepting where you are at in life right now and really prioritizing what's truly important to you and being very gentle with yourself can be something very, very helpful. And maybe this is not your time to declutter. And that's the thing, like maybe you just don't have the energy. But if it is bugging you, then I would say that it may be a priority. It maybe should be a priority for you, and you could create some time to minimize as much as you can so that life can become easier. And this is something about, this is something that happened with my daughter Eva, that she's, I don't know if you can see her, she's somewhere here in a picture. Yeah, here you have it. That's her. So I remember when she was little, and then we were flooded with toys and clothes. People were giving us a lot of stuff, and I was overwhelmed. And I was telling Samantha, I can't believe how overwhelmed I am right now. Getting out of the house with her is so difficult. Finding clothes to get her dressed is so difficult. And I was in this state of overwhelm every day. So to me, it was really important to first to accept how I was feeling. Second, to honor my needs. And my needs were, I need to simplify things. That's what I needed. I don't want 1,000 choices for her to get dressed. I need 10 choices. I don't need 50 toys for her to play, and then she makes a humongous mess that I have to clean after, or I have to teach her how to clean, and it becomes a humongous task that is very difficult to complete because she won't have enough attention time to put everything away. And what was happening, she wasn't even playing with everything. So for me, it was like decluttering and minimizing things was what I needed to start functioning way more efficiently. My mental health, my stress levels lowered. So my wife and I, we carved a few hours, we transformed the room, we eliminated a lot of options for clothing, a lot of options for toys, and we made the room very simple, very easy to put things back so that my daughter can put things back too. And then we were able to teach her how to do it. We were able to do it ourselves faster. It wasn't a big task. And all of a sudden, we open up space, time, and energy for other things that we couldn't before. So that's one example of how prioritizing the decluttering process can have a huge ripple effect after. But sometimes it's difficult to find the time, and it feels that there is always something more important than doing that. So you have to gain clarity about what is it that you want, and you have to prioritize what you feel is the most important thing now. And if the most important thing is not decluttering, then you need to honor that and own that choice. And then you can move forward accepting that right now you are not going to declutter, or right now you are going to find the time to declutter, and then you make it a priority. So either way, and I know that sometimes life is very complicated and you don't have the energy. And if that's the case, then you have to accept that that's where you are at right now, and beating yourself up is not going to help you get it done. So let me see, what else are you guys sharing? Could you talk a little today about why decluttering is so healing? Anna, yeah, very simple. When you are decluttering, you are creating space and time to question yourself. And you are not only questioning the physical things, okay? You may start questioning the physical belongings that are in front of you. But when you start questioning, do I need to keep this? Why do I have this? Does this item belong in my life moving forward? What's happening here is that if you have done the process the way I teach, first you become aware. What is it that you know? What? What is it that you're excited about? What are the things that are frustrating you? Okay, so first you gain clarity about that. What frustrates me? What is it that I want to change in my home? Why? What am I looking for so that I will be able to do once I am done the decluttering process? What kind of person am I going to become? What am I trying to delete from my life? And what am I trying to add more of my life? Or what is it something that I want to start doing that I am not doing now? So that is already a very big awareness and healing piece, like creating the space and the time for you to really understand what is it that I want and what is it that I don't want? What is it that frustrates me and why? How can I change it? Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, when we are doing the decluttering and you are questioning everything and you are making the decisions, you are confronting the decisions you made, you are confronting all the emotions that those items are bringing on you, okay? You are confronting the ownership of you deciding about your future. And that takes a lot of energy and courage and clarity and security and motivation. And that is going to start building up that momentum that you need. And then once you get clear inside of you of what is it that you want, what is it what you don't want, and then you're going to start learning how to communicate that more clearly to other people too. So that's another layer of the healing process. You're going to be able to be true to yourself. You're going to be able to make a choice or make choices. You're going to be able to prioritize. And then you're going to be able to tell others what is it that you really want and why. And then from there, you're going to start creating space, physically speaking, creating space time-wise. And emotionally and mentally speaking, you are going to start creating space for yourself, for the person you want to become. And then you are going to start questioning habits and routines that you have followed until now, because you want to create new ones. And that is when you enter that unknown. That's when you enter that uncomfortable process of change, because you have to start doing something different. And that's going to happen when you start doing something different, when you start taking daily actions on a different way. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you're gonna obtain the same results. And if you have always had clutter and you keep doing the same habits and routines as now, you are gonna keep having clutter. So you have to do something different. You have to change your mindset. You have to change your emotional state. You have to change your intention. And that is healing. And when you are doing that, you are going to face the resistance. You are going to face whatever is stopping you from achieving that right now. You are going to start uncovering the obstacles that you are facing. They may be self-sabotage, procrastination. I am not good enough to do this. I don't deserve this. No one is going to help me. I have no idea how to do it. I tried in the past and it never worked. Why is now gonna be different? So you hear what I'm saying? You are going to confront that resistance in whatever way is showing up for you. And then your job is to observe it, to notice it, to accept it, to validate it, to forgive yourself for what's happening and everything that you have done until now. And then to have the courage to say, yeah, until now it has been like this, but I choose something different now. And then you are bringing presence, intention, mindfulness to the present moment, and you are moving forward in a different way. That is the healing process. That is how it looks like. And it all started because you were decluttering. And this is what I have witnessed with so many people. And I have done lives about healing examples that happened while we were decluttering a home, physically speaking. And it went down to inner child trauma when the person was 3 years old and they had an experience and they created the belief, I don't deserve to express myself. I don't deserve to have space. And that person was cluttering their entire home, placing things everywhere, because that was the way that they knew how to claim the space that they wanted and they never received. And with that person, I did tapping, we did emotional processing, we spent probably a couple hours doing the internal, the emotional work. And then after that, she was amazed. It's like, I can't believe I never saw this. I can't believe I did this to my husband. I can't believe I never connected this. And she was crying and she was healing. And after that, she understood the reasons why she had the clutter in the first place. And after that, she was able to start exploring how to move forward. Because you don't have to know how. You are starting from scratch. And you have to start doing something completely different that you have never done before. No one had taught you before. And it's okay to explore. It's okay to test. It's okay if you don't know how to do it. That is the uncertainty, that is the unknown, that is the blank canvas that you have to start painting your new life. And you get to paint whatever you want. So that is an example of how the decluttering process can unfold into this healing journey. It's not going to happen for every person, okay? But I can tell you that majority of the times, the people that I have been helping lately in their homes, I don't know why I have been attracted that kind of people. We have been attracting that kind of people with the content that we put out, and people are more open. I guess we have also more capacity, more tools, more experience to be able to go deeper with them. But this is what's happening. You have physical clutter because of some reasons. And if you are not aware of them, if you are not aware of those reasons, you are going to keep having clutter until you uncover those reasons. And when you do the work, the invisible work of uncovering, understanding, accepting, that is what's called healing. You are processing the past. You are processing beliefs that you learn. You are processing that inner voice that is telling you something that you don't agree to, but is controlling you. You are learning how to stop giving power to your past, to what happened to you, and so that you can move forward in a different way. And this is not about forgetting. This is not about putting your past in a box and this is about you taking your past, looking at it, understanding, processing it, loving it, saying thank you to everything that happened to you, forgiving yourself, and then putting it here, and then moving forward with it, with that wisdom. But that past is no longer controlling you. That past helped you evolve. And that is the post-traumatic wisdom that I was talking about, that I was learning about this from, I think it was Gabor Mate from his book, and also from the book that I mentioned, What Happened to You, from Oprah Winfrey, and another beautiful guy that did such an amazing work. So Becca says, clutter seems like it's stealing space from those we live with. Control issue. The stuff creates power. Yeah, so the stuff creates power, absolutely. Many times, someone calls me and they say, I want to declutter. And then when we start doing this work, what we uncover is that they are keeping the physical clutter. They are self-sabotaging themselves because deep inside, they are afraid of decluttering and being done. Because what happens when you are done decluttering? Now you don't have an excuse. Now you have to show up for whatever is it that you want to start doing. And if you are afraid of not being good enough, if you are afraid of, I'm not going to be able to do X, to be X, etc., a safety mechanism that is normally unconscious is, don't get ready. Don't finish the decluttering process so that you always have an excuse not to show up, because it's safer to stay here surrounded by the clutter that I already know and it's familiar, than to step into the unknown. That's scary. I don't know what's gonna happen. I may fail. People may laugh at me. I may not make good choices. I don't even know who I wanna be. So I'd rather stay here because I know this. It's familiar. That happened a lot of times with a lot of people. So then at that point, I always tell them, like, this is your choice. If you want to stay with your clutter, then accept it, own it, and stay there and be happy with it. If you don't want to be there, then you need to own the choice. I don't want to be here anymore. And I am willing to step into the uncertainty of not knowing what is that I want. But this is what happens, guys. And this is something that what Becca is saying, clutter, like the stuff, the control issue. When you have stuff, that stuff is controlling you. There is energy, stagnant energy normally, around you. And that weighs you down. When you get rid of stuff, when you open up space, the vacuum happens. What is the vacuum? When you create space, something else is gonna fill that space. Okay, so if you have a lot of things in your calendar and you remove them all, what's going to happen? You are going to end up doing something else. Maybe something better comes in your calendar now that you have the space. But if you never make the space, nothing else is going to show up. So this is why you need to start owning your choices. Do you want to create space for something new or not? And whatever that choice is for you, you have to own it. And that is another piece of that healing process, right? you have more power than you think, and you have to own, you have to use your power however you want. And you have the power to choose, and you have the power to take the action that you have chosen. Okay, let me see the Priya says, whenever I start to declutter, I end up pull stuff out of reminiscing about past good times or the future, etc. And then because I am out of time or too disturbed. Any suggestions to get over things like this? So Priya, I feel that what you are sharing here, it's that you need to do more work about that healing process, that accepting, that understanding, that awareness. You need to understand what's showing up, emotionally speaking, with your items. You say stuff from the past, stuff from the future, maybe worry, maybe memories, maybe. So you need to get clear about, first, what is it that you are trying to do here? Why are you decluttering for? What is your intention? What are you planning on doing once you are decluttered? And this is so important. If you don't have clear intentions, it's very easy to get lost in the decluttering process and never be done with it. Because this is where the healing happens. This is where the processing happens. This is where the emotional work happens. And it's normal to get stuck in there. It's very normal. It's very normal. And that is just a sign that you need to spend more time there. You need to, and how, what do you do, guys? That's why I have different courses. That's why I try to support you in whatever way I can. That's why I have many live sessions that are recorded so that you can re-listen to them when you need to, when it's the right time for you. But you have to find the way to do that awareness work, that emotional mental processing, that accepting work, that forgiving, that setting clear intentions, communicating, understanding what your needs are, how can you be true to yourself, following your intuition, etc., etc. And there is not a right or wrong way of doing this. There are many ways of doing this. And this is why it's so important that you find your way. I can give you some steps, I can give you some guidance. My courses try to create an experience that you can follow, but at the end of the day, you are the person doing the work. You know best what you need and want. And you need to start following that intuition and trusting it more and more. Yeah, so Eric says, Benjamin Franklin had a great quote, a place for everything and everything in its place. Some words I keep in mind and try to live by. My husband, on the other hand, is constantly searching for his things for a long time. Yeah, and this is why sometimes, sometimes you cannot force someone else to change, okay? This is maybe something that I need to include in the layout, that this journey cannot be imposed on someone else. Like, this is your own personal journey, and you can only lead by example. This is not something that you can take and tell someone else to do it for you, or force someone else to follow specific steps that they don't want to follow, or they are not aware of, or they don't know how to, or they are not motivated enough to do it. But when you lead by example, when you do your own work, when they see the ripple effect and they see how your life changes and transforms, majority of the people will be curious about it. They may ask, what happened here? What are you doing? I notice a lot of changes here, and I see you happier, and I see you with more time, and I see you doing the things that you really want. How are you doing all this? And that's your opportunity to then share with them. But you have to start with your own work, okay? So what is the name of Gabor Mate's book? Gabriela Gratiela, the one that I was reading was called The Myth of Normal. The Myth of Normal. That's the one I was listening to. Okay? Priya says, I feel like a clean space gets stressed down and give mental space to address healing. What leads to what? Declutter or clarify first? So Priya, What you are saying is true. Like a clear and minimized space is less stimulation. Visually speaking, it's just less things claiming your attention. A space that is minimal, that doesn't have a lot of things, it's easier to clean, it's easier to maintain. Hopefully you have a home for everything that you use, so you have systems in place, you know where to place things, it's less confusing for your brain, and it's easier to maintain. You will avoid creating physical clutter, because at the end of the day, physical clutter is things that are laying around for no reason. You don't have a place. Like, if, for example, if I am drinking coffee and I have a cup and I wash the cup and I don't have a defined place to place this cup and I just leave it on the counter, that is clutter. Because if I have six cups on the counter and then I have a water bottle and then I have plates and I don't take the time to set homes, then I will have a lot of physical clutter because there are things without homes. Okay? So this is just one example. But yeah, and then what's first, decluttering or clarifying? Clarifying comes always first before decluttering, majority of the times, okay? It is true that sometimes when you are completely stuck, sometimes starting the decluttering can get you into the awareness state. That is true for some people too. But from my experience, it's more helpful to start with the awareness piece first, to really think about the frustrations that you have, the things that you would like to change, the activities that you would like to do, the things that no longer belong in your life. And then once you have those priorities and you are clear about that, you use that. And when you start the decluttering process, when you start confronting things, making decisions, I always use what the people told me. You told me that you wanted to do this, this, and this. How is this item going to help you do any of those three things? And I let them reason it. And that is part of the healing journey. I let them respond. I let them justify. I let them like answer themselves. And then I guide them through. I keep them kind of like in the process, right? I don't let them get distracted. And then they will need to make a choice. And they will need to own that choice. And if they are unsure, I will say, put it on a maybe pile and let's keep going with the things that you know. And then we'll come back to this pile after. And majority of the times what happens, 1 hour into the process, 2 hours into the process, we have a maybe pile with a few things there. And once they start making the decisions, they go back to that pile and they say, yes, no, boom, done. And they were like, wow, like why is it that easy now and before I couldn't? Well, because you are becoming more intentional and you are in the process and you are building capacity. So that's what happens also when you declutter. So the order that I recommend is always becoming aware, doing all that work, and then you do the decluttering, physically speaking. That's what I always recommend, okay? Christine says, I don't know if it directly relates to healing, but maybe include something about decluttering, maintaining through the year seasons monthly, how people can get triggered or stuck with birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, etc. Yeah, Christine, that's a really good one. And I do have sessions on that in my course, Creating Your Clutter-Free Home. I do have a session about gifts. I do have a session about the seasons of life and how to maintain once you have created change and have the clutter spaces. And then how can you evolve through the different stages of life that you may encounter. But that's a great point. Becca says, identifying the effects of codependency in marriage and with substance addiction, two separate situations. Amazing, Becca. I like that. That's a big one. Codependency. Yeah. So guys, time is almost up. Is there anything else that you feel is necessary to cover? Do you think that there is any specific topic that you feel? And follow your intuition, don't think too much. If you have something, just type it in the chat. Or if you are listening or watching the recording, just put it in the comments. Anything else that comes to mind, anything else that your intuition is asking for, that you feel is necessary or maybe helpful? Well, I don't see anything coming in, so if anything shows up for you guys, you can use the circle too. You can join my circle, it's called Your Thriving Lifestyle, and you can share in there. Motivation techniques, Kathleen, amazing, that's a really good one. Motivation. I just want to say that my wife Samantha, she created a course on motivation for decluttering, and that's a video course, and that's available on my website. Okay, just for you to know that, that's available there. Lilac says, how can one heal attachment to stuff when one has gaping attachment wounds? Yeah, Lilac, that's amazing. How can one heal attachment to stuff when one has gaping attachment wounds? I'm not quite sure what gaping means. But yeah, attachment... I feel that that's a really good topic, huge, yeah, huge attachment wounds. So yeah, that's a Lilac, that's an amazing piece, and this is an example of how when you recognize that that's happening and that's present, so you are already on the first step, that you are aware of it, you are creating space for that feeling or emotion to be present, and you are noticing, wow, I have a huge attachment wound. So now your work is to start the healing journey. What do you need? Where is this coming from? How is this like affecting your life? How is this influencing you? What are the beliefs and the stories that you learned that created this huge attachment wound? Where is this wound coming from? Most likely it's gonna go back to your infancy. And this is what inner child work, inner child trauma, this is goes there, because when we were little, that's where we learned how to understand this world. That's where we created beliefs, the stories that we tell ourselves, and we most likely, all of us, we created stories, beliefs, things that we follow through the rest of our lives. And maybe your job is to question them. Where is this coming from? Is this true? How can I release this? What do I need to do with this? And there may be many different layers, okay? So it's not gonna be like a one time kind of thing. It's gonna be layer after layer. But then this is the healing work. And this is when you are decluttering, you may notice that you can tap into deeper layers through what you are discovering, emotions that are showing up when you are dealing with stuff. And this is why sometimes it can go really deep. And sometimes maybe it doesn't go as deep, but congratulations on noticing that, and that is you are already in the journey, okay? Thank you, yes, infancy, neat metaphorical stuff, Teddy. Yeah, and there are so many processes that you can do, and I see this in my circle, when I do circle with my other circle mates, we do have many like processing methods, processing strategies that we do, and they sometimes are very, it's like doing a play. We are recreating your infancy. Maybe one person takes the personality of your dad, maybe the other person is your mom, and then this is your opportunity to be there, go back, express what you needed, share what you learned from yourself, what you learned about the world, and then maybe establish a different one. Establish a different belief, a different story, and that's very healing, like being seen, being heard, being supported, and creating that space for you to really look at what's in there. That is really powerful. And when you can go there and you can change that and understand that and accept that, all of a sudden you can move forward in a completely different way. But sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes less time, sometimes it's very deep, sometimes it's not as deep. So it's very difficult because this is every person is unique and different, and trauma, what we learn from about ourselves when we were little, is just so personal and unique, and it's gonna look different. The healing journey is gonna look very different, and what you may need is gonna be different to what other person may need. And some people are visual, some people are auditory, some people need touch, some people. So there are many different ways of connecting with that emotion and expressing it. Would love if you can do a course on clutter and attachment wounds. Yeah, I did write here attachment to stuff because I feel that that is a big piece of the healing journey for many. So thank you so much for bringing this in. Becca says, how to prioritize the emotional and mental layers that we need to work on. So Becca, that's a great question. And how do you prioritize them? First of all, I will invite you to do a brain dump, to have a way to place them somewhere so that you can see them, okay? Once you place them on somewhere, then you start looking at each thing that you have written down, and then you connect with yourself, and then you feel that thing. What kind of charge do I have about this thing? How important is this? What do I need to do with this? And then you just ask, and then you just let your intuition, your guidance, your inner world to kind of guide you and tell you. And then I promise you that if you have different layers and you write them down and you look at them and you meditate on them, I promise you that you will start feeling something. Like, I feel that this one is the next thing I have to do something about. I don't know why, but it feels right. So follow that. Take some action, whatever action comes to you. Do something about it. And then reflect on those things as much as you can. And then you are going to start creating change. You are going to start discovering what the next step is. You are going to start gaining clarity. And that is what I recommend that you do, right? This is just one way of doing it. It's just finding a way for you to be able to reflect, okay? So thank you, Emilio, going to work now. Yeah, so thank you guys for being here. Priya says, any tips on helping answer the hidden trauma as a child? So Priya, that's part of that inner child work that I already mentioned, but this can go really, really deep and we are out of time. So thank you guys so much for being here today. I hope that you gained some value from this session. Thank you so much for the donations. I saw some coming in. I really, really appreciate your support. And yeah, as always, very grateful to have your presence. I will be on vacation for the next week and a half. So I won't see you probably until the next session that is already scheduled. So in the meantime, I invite you to join my courses if you can and engage in the course classroom. I would love to keep supporting you. I will have access to the internet, so hopefully I can keep supporting you through the course classroom. And until then, I hope that you guys keep integrating healing opportunities on a daily basis in small doses, because sometimes the healing doesn't happen all at once. It just happens a little bit every day. And that is less overwhelming, that is more doable, and I want you to celebrate every step of the way, because it's really amazing work that you all guys are doing, and I want you to start celebrating that, start honoring yourself for everything that you are doing. Just being here and investing this time with me, it's already a huge amount of work that you guys are doing. Amazing. So guys, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you when I get back, okay? Adios.